In spite of our best efforts, some of our patients exhibit apical root resorption during orthodontic treatment. Most of these patients have a mild shortening of roots, which seems to be of little consequence in terms of long-term dental health. But what about those patients who demonstrate more severe root resorption? What would we expect the periodontal health and mobility status of these teeth to be like many years later? An article from Sweden, which appears in the October 2007 issue of the European Journal of Orthodontics, gives us a glimpse of what we might expect of these teeth at long-term follow-up. The article is called "Long-Term Follow-Up of Tooth Mobility in Maxillary Incisors with Orthodontically Induced Apical Root Resorption." The authors began by identifying 60 patients that had moderate to severe root resorption during orthodontic treatment and that had completed treatment 10 to 25 years ago. Of these 60 patients, 36 agreed to return for a follow-up evaluation. These 36 patients had a total of 139 maxillary incisors that were studied. A complete clinical examination was done, which included a periodontal assessment, occlusal assessment, and objective measurement of tooth mobility. In addition, standardized intraoral radiographs were taken to assess root length and bone height. So what can we expect to see 10 to 25 years later when incisors have significant root resorption? These results demonstrated that maxillary incisors with significant root resorption were generally quite stable when examined 10 to 25 years later. The periodontal status was good, and the crestal bone levels of the teeth with severe resorption were not different from those without significant resorption. The mobility was only slightly greater, on average, for the teeth with resorption than for normal maxillary incisors. A subset of 16 patients had been examined 5 years earlier, and there was a trend for a slight increase in mobility over the 5 years in those teeth with extreme apical resorption, defined as those teeth with a root length of less than 10 millimeters. There were also 16 teeth that had a twisted wire bonded lingual retainer still in place, and the mobility of those teeth was not found to be any different than the incisors without a lingual bonded retainer. So, what this study tells me is that the long-term prognosis for maxillary incisors with moderate to severe root resorption is still very good. The majority of these teeth have little or no measurable tooth mobility at long-term follow-up, and there is no apparent loss of crestal bone height. Teeth with the most severe root resorption, a root length of less than 10 millimeters, did have a tendency for a mild increase in mobility with time. It also appears that a bonded lingual retainer does not help to reduce mobility in these teeth in the long term. The information in this paper may be useful to share with your referring dentists so that they too may have a better understanding of the long-term prognosis of incisors that experience root resorption. If you want to obtain a copy of this article for your use in this way, look in the October 2007 issue of the European Journal of Orthodontics.